This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The first week of public testimony in the possible impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump wound up with a closed House Intelligence Committee session. That's when a State Department official posted to Ukraine, quoted from a cell phone conversation he said he overheard between the president and his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland. AP's Ben Thomas picks up the story.
Lawmakers are interviewing Mark Sandy. He's the first official from the Office of Management and Budget to defy President Trump's instructions not to testify. Investigators want to hear more about the administration's decision to withhold military aid from Ukraine. Last night, a State Department official told investigators he'd managed to overhear President Trump discussing the investigations with Ambassador Gordon Sondland because the president had been speaking so loudly that Sondland had to hold the phone away from his ear. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan was unimpressed by David Holmes' testimony.
You got some guy overheard a phone call. I'm sure he's going to be a witness next week. We'll have him in an open hearing, and we'll get a chance to question him there.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least five people have been killed in Bolivia this weekend as supporters of self-exiled former President Evo Morales clash with police in the rural region of Cochabamba. Police used tear gas and a crowd throwing rocks at protesters. Several people were detained and many injured were rushed to the hospital. Protests against the interim government of conservative Jeanine Añez have roiled the country in Bolivia's biggest political upheaval in over a decade. Israel says it carried out airstrikes on Hamas in Gaza today, despite the Thursday ceasefire agreement. The Israeli military said it acted after it intercepted two rockets fired from Gaza toward Israeli territory. The ceasefire was initiated after a cross-border escalation of violence between the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad and Israel. When 34 Palestinians died, there were no reported Israeli deaths. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.